I don't think we should be playing the blame game, because the Isle of Man's public sector, we had to be competitive with the United Kingdom and the private sector. And the United Kingdom, in fact, our Superannuation Act 1984 basically was to rubber stamp what the public sector were doing in the United Kingdom. So we wanted a first-class infrastructure. We want good police officers, doctors, nurses, journalists even, all manner of people. And it was vitally important to the growth of the Isle of Man that we had a very good infrastructure and a good public sector. Now, unfortunately, as has been the experience in other jurisdictions, nobody was really looking ahead to see what the cost was. So as a result, we have this tremendous imbalance, which we, the funding gap, the legacy gap, call it what you will, that will come down for a variety of reasons. It'll come down through time when people pass on. It'll come down due to inflationary figures. Inflation will inflate a lot of the debt away. And in respect of the cost sharing, that relates to the current position, to the people who are paying in now, who will be getting their benefits, and it's assessing the cost. And the cost of the pensions that is anticipated to enable them to achieve their benefits, that's calculated. That's why we have the cost sharing. So the cost of doing that is divided, and if it increases, it increases. If it decreases, it decreases.
A question that often comes up when we're talking about public sector pensions is, well, what we need to do is close the scheme for all future entrants because it's unaffordable. It needs to go. So effectively, they buy into a discrete scheme. They pay their contributions in, and at the end of their career. Why can't that work in the public sector?
There is a Treasury insisted that we resourced a defined contribution scheme. Now, if we went back to 2012, when pensions were in a mess, I think a lot of members would have opted to go for a defined contribution scheme. Since the defined contribution scheme, which is an option for everybody, has been introduced, nobody's taken it up. One of the reasons that they've not taken it up, and this was brought home to me recently, is that they now have confidence that the defined benefit schemes, which the unfunded schemes we have, are sustainable and are going to be around. And I think that's a big improvement, and that is a very big endorsement for the success of the reforms that's taken place. If we were to impose defined contribution schemes only, I suppose it could be done. That would require significant legislative changes,